Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 7:37 p.m. Eastern Time, October 19th, 2020. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the board, and I would like to ask our secretary, Grace Aaron, to please call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Did you just call Lawrence Reyes?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Okay, Lyndon. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman is here. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs is here. Wally James, KPFT staff. All right. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Present.
All right. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK. Can I please finish the roll call? Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present, Secretary, I'm here.
Okay, Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay, Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
I am here.
Good. Now, Eileen is here. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
All right, James is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Okay. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Okay, Alex is here. Andre, KPFA listener.
Present.
All right, Andrea is here. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
I'm here.
All right, Polina is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay, Tom is here. Going back. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay, Vanessa is here. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Okay, Wally is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. And Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Right. Lydia Brazone, interim executive director. Anita Sims, interim chief financial officer.
Excuse me, Grace? Anita,
yes.
Called in, but I told her she probably didn't need to be here, especially since she's not feeling well.
Okay.
Can call her if we need her.
Okay.
And Heather is
All
here.
Right.
Heather is here now.
Okay. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Are you here?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello, Heather. Heather is here. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Arthur Schwartz is here. John Tatum, parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, John Tatum is here. Just going back, just for another check, since this is an early meeting, earlier than usual. Chris Corey, Dwayne Lark. Nancy Sorden, okay, here. Lydia Brazone, interim executive director. All right. Mr. Chair, there are 19 members present. We have quorum.
Thank you. Okay, do we have a draft agenda?
We do. I sent it out.
Okay, give me a second while I locate it. Okay. Okay. So let me. Okay. According to the draft agenda, there's an announcement. Next is an announcement, and I'll make the announcement. Nominations are now open for two 2021 affiliate director seats on the Pacifica National Board. The deadline for the receipt of nominations is November 15, 2020. Nominations should be sent to secretary@pacifica.org. Notice is hereby given to affiliates and the public that the PNB will interview nominees for the two affiliate director positions at its regular monthly meeting on December 3rd, 2020. Protocols for the election of affiliate directors will also be decided in that December 3rd meeting. New affiliate directors will be seated in a PNB special order meeting in January 2021. Okay, that's the announcement. Next, excuse absences. Do we have any requests for an excuse absence?
Alex, I just wanted to notice that I am here for this meeting. This is Chris Corey.
Okay. Okay, I don't have any requests for an excused absence, so we'll go on. And do we have any volunteers to be timekeepers?
Chair, this is James. I'll do the people.
And James. I'll do the items, Chair. If you could tell me the time, I'll set the times for them. I don't have the agenda in front of me.
Okay. Okay, so let me read the draft agenda. There's agenda approval, 5 minutes. Minutes approval of the minutes of October 1st, 2020. Open session, 3 minutes. And item number four, set notice date for Pacifica bylaws amendments and consideration of other matters relating thereto. That's a 20-minute item, and then we adjourn. So, do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved.
So moved. Andrea.
Okay. Okay. We have a second? Okay. Are there any objections?
I second
or amendments? Are there any amendments or objections to the draft agenda? Okay. Seeing none, the draft agenda is approved. The next item is minutes.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, may I have a point of information?
What is your request for information?
I just got a text from somebody said it was not streaming. The meeting was not streaming. I just want to check that. That's all.
Okay, can somebody confirm whether the meeting is streaming or not streaming?
This is Paulina. On my end, it's showing that it's streaming. Let me double check what's going on.
Okay.
Chair Nancy is here.
Okay, welcome, Nancy.
And Chair, this is Eileen. I can get the stream of the meeting.
Okay, so the
streaming.
The streaming then. So we'll go on. Okay, so the next item is approval of minutes. October 1st, 2020. Do we have any?
This is Robin. Point of information.
Do we have?
Not streaming.
Hold on, Robin. Hold on. Do we have any corrections for the minutes? Okay. Seeing none, the minutes for October 1st, 2020 are approved. Robin, what is your request for information? Robin?
Hold on. It doesn't seem to be streaming on my side. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
Well, it's definitely streaming where I am, from the page, from the meetings page.
I mean, you may have some with your service provider or something.
I'm playing stream to you all right now. This is me.
Okay, now it is.
Where I am.
Okay.
Now it is. Okay.
Okay, the next item is...
There's a lot of... Excuse me, Mr. Chair. There's a lot of banging going on, and your microphone is the only one that lights up when that happens. Is your microphone unstable?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'll... I'll speak through... else. Maybe it'll... I'm better.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, how's that? Still hear banging?
Not right now.
God.
I'll let you know if
good.
I do.
Took care of it.
Hang on, one person at a time. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go on.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of personal privilege. This is James.
And what is your privilege point?
I just want to say, Mr. Chair, that whatever you did, your microphone is now clearer than it's been for several meetings running, so it might be a good thing in the future. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. I'll invest in this microphone in the future. Okay. So the next item is set notice date for Pacifica Bylaws Amendment and consideration of other matters relating thereto. And this is... I guess this is going to be a motion coming from John Goodman, Wally James, and Lyndon Foley. So who wants to make this motion?
Chair, point of personal privilege, I said let's start the time.
The time is 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I just emailed everyone a very brief motion attached it to the New Days Pacifica petition that was sent to everyone by Beth Keene earlier today at 4:07. And I just, at like moments ago, sent a motion at 4:56 p.m. that says, Jan Goodman moves to set a notice date in accordance with the request from New Day Pacifica, as indicated below. And is there anyone who does not have that email? Because if everyone has the email, I do not have to read it. But if
I think you need to read it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, can I have a request for information?
What is your request for information?
Okay, I received an email from Beth Keene. It says via PNB spam catcher, Gmail.
Hold on. Beth Keene is not a member of the national board, so whatever email you receive from her is not relevant to this discussion. We need to hear from a member of the national board. If they have a motion to read, please read the motion.
Okay, one moment, please.
I do beg to differ with you. If a member wishes to submit a petition to amend the bylaws, they can do that without a director. However,
Ms. Goodman, do you have a motion to read? Please read your motion.
I am a director, and I'm making the motion. And okay. It was sent to to secretary@pacifica.org and to ed.
Okay. There's been a number of emails sent in the last 15 minutes before the meeting. It's somewhat confusing. I don't know what email you're referring to. You can straighten it out by just reading the motion. So, and not to mention the fact that we have people listening in who didn't get any emails, and I'm sure they would like to know what this motion is as well. So please read your motion.
Okay. So I read the preliminary part of it. I will read it. It says, in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws, Article 17, Section 1A3, attached is a file with the petition signers for the following petition. The file with the petition signers only went to the secretary and to the ED. And the rest of this went to all of the Pacifica National Board. New Day Pacifica Bylaws Petition. We, the undersigned Pacifica members, endorse the New Day Pacifica Bylaws. We want a bylaws election held as soon as possible to approve so the transition board of directors can get to work fixing Pacifica's financial and governance problems. The full text of the New Day Pacifica bylaws, including the 2021 to 2023 transition plan, is here, and that is a link, which I think we should post when we post this. Sharon Kyle, Jan Goodman, Lyndon Foley, and Akio Tanaka are named as the transition national officers responsible for leading the board of directors and the foundation during the transition period. Bios, and then there's another link. The full petition form that was signed by the Pacifica members on the attached list is at https://newdaypacifica.org/petition/. In case the links in the above petition do not come through in this email, the full text of the New Day Pacifica bylaws is at, and then there's a long, which if you want me to read it, I will, but so if you go to newdaypacifica.org/, you'll see it.
I'm still not hearing a motion, so...
The motion was, I read it at the very beginning, but I will reread it for your benefit. It says, Jan Goodman moves to set a notice date in accordance with the request from the New Day Pacifica, as indicated below. And then, below that, is everything I'm reading now. So, want me
to... this is the timekeeper?
Yes.
If what Jan was doing after reading her one-sentence motion was motivating her motion, her time has expired.
Not motivating the motion.
I'm still not sure what the motion is. Your motion is you want to set a date for a bylaws amendment process. That's basically what you noticed.
Exactly.
But that's a separate item from this petition. The only thing you can do with the petition right now is hand it over to the Secretary of the National Board, and then the petition will be vetted. And when the vetting process for the petition is completed, then we will announce the status of the petition. We can't announce anything about the petition until it's vetted.
May I be heard?
Yes.
You have a request for information. This is Lawrence.
May I be heard?
We have a request for information. What is it, Lawrence?
I don't have the email that Jan says she sent out. I don't have it. And Jan, you know, I'm having issues with my personal account, so if you could send it to the account you normally send things to,
I'll
appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Lawrence. I'll resend it to you now. Part of what I'm reading asks to have a notice date set, and the way that Pacifica has always set notice dates, as you might recall if you have been here for before, is that a notice date is generally set, and then by that date, other, you know, whoever has a petition or a bylaws amendment or whatever submits it on that notice date. So it, you don't have to have everything prepared before the notice date. You set the notice date, and then between the notice date and the end, and it, between the setting of the notice date and the actual end of the notice date, which is 45 days afterwards, that is the time that the...
Okay, so what I'd like to what notice date do you wish to set for the submission of amendments to the bylaws?
Next Saturday, October 24th.
You wish to set a date of October 24th as the beginning of the period from which bylaws amendments can be submitted. Is that correct?
No, October. You submit them by October 24th, and then at the end, and then during that notice period, there are announcements. Go look at the website. This, you know.
The notice date is, from my understanding, I don't have it in front of me. The notice date is the date from which that begins the period from which bylaws amendments can be submitted. So if you're saying that's October 24th, that begins the clock running. Doesn't end the
correct
clock running.
Begins the 45 days. Anybody who wants to submit bylaws proposals has between now and to October 24th to submit them, and then 45 days starts from October 24th, and during that period of time, the bylaws are vetted, signatures are vetted, whatever has to happen, and then after that 45 days, you know, a decision is made about whatever has to happen. The PNB.
Okay, I would like to ask our legal counsel for an opinion on this. Arthur,
the bylaws, and if anyone's in front of a computer, the notice date is discussed in Article 17, Section A, Section B. So the notice date, first of all, the bylaws were amended, and I sent an email out. You want the board to act as though the bylaws weren't amended. The board can't act like the bylaws weren't amended. So there's no 45-day anything. It's 30 days. There is no longer two ballot periods per year. There is an unlimited number of ballots per year on amendments of the bylaws. This board can't declare that that was not passed. You want to go to court and say that it wasn't properly passed?
I'm not talking about any of those things right now.
So the bylaws, if I'm looking online, it says 30 days. And there's not two balloting periods, but any number of balloting periods. And the way that this reads is that after the notice date, then we begin. What goes on during the notice period is there is notice to the members on the website and on the radio stations about the existence of proposed amendments to the bylaws, and that then after 30 days. The voting has started. So you're basically giving the proposal that's been submitted, I guess tonight, the status of something that has to get immediately, if you started on the 24th, so that's in 5 days, people have to be notified about. And that's before they're vetted, before. And then, of course, in your email, you said the number is 1%, it's not 5% because the bylaws weren't properly adopted. Or that these folks were delayed, you know, for 4 months in circulating their petition. But the notice period is After the notice period, that is when voting starts.
Yes.
And
so you could...
It's
on.
So let me just
no,
go on.
No crosstalk, please.
I don't have... So last time it got all discombobulated. Last year, when I first got hired, because there was a notice date set before we even vetted the petitions, and we hired Renee, who's actually been working already on making sure that all these emails go out that everyone likes to send, and she then asked each station for its updated membership list, and she vetted the petition against the current membership list. That took about 30 days. Not because it took her 30 days to do it, but because it took her 2 or 3 weeks to get each station to send in its contributors for 12 months prior to the date. So the rational way to deal with this, especially since there's no more two voting periods a year, as I read the bylaws as they now stand, there's no more deadline of December 31st to get. You can vote on bylaws 12 times a year if you want to do it. The notice date ought to occur after we vet the petition and make sure it has 5% of the members. At that point, we have a notice date, and then the process moves forward. If assuming, you know, your email says there's 3,000 signatures, that would make 5%. And I've no reason to believe it's not done in good faith. So they would be vetted, and then at that point, there would be a notice for 30 days of these bylaw proposals, and then there would be the various votes, first of the PNB, and then of the members, because this one has to go to the members, because it alters voting rights. So that's my opinion. So there's no rush, except that people are impatient to get their proposal voted on. There's no rush under the bylaws to set a notice date before the petition is vetted. And I think, I'm just saying this having gone through the somewhat unnecessary, maybe with necessary litigation last year, that if we all just agree to like relax and let them be vetted and then 30-day notice period, then understand that a vote might not happen till early next year, which is allowed now under our bylaws, will be fine. So my recommendation would be instead of October 24th, give it 30 days and have it be November 24th, conditioned on there being a sufficient number of signatures in the...
Yeah, Arthur, I have to correct you about something. And section, Article 17, Section B, paragraph 3, it says, let's see, is it paragraph 3? Oh, paragraph 4, it says, voting shall be completed by December 31st of the year in which the amendments are proposed. So there is an end-of-year deadline if you are proposing a bylaws amendment that involves some kind of a vote of the membership. So that still exists, although it is true that we have an unlimited number. You can have an unlimited number of bylaws amendment periods during the year.
You're saying that's in 4?
Look at paragraph 4. Yeah, the last paragraph in section B, 2.
Roman B2? Numeral 4.
Oh, Roman numeral 4.
Yeah.
It's section 2, Roman numeral 4.
Well, then that presents a problem, because I don't see how you can advertise bylaw proposals that have not been vetted. But if, you know, the board or maybe these new proposers, instead of trying to engage in litigation, if everybody can just agree that they should get vetted and then there should be a notice period and then the voting can happen here and treat them as proposed in 2021, then we save a lot of hassle. And I know there are lawyers out there, you know, the New Day lawyer has all been threatening me to go to court since June. So he's eager to go litigate, but I think that this is all resolvable since there are so many opportunities now to vote on bylaws.
Lydia, yes.
Okay, so I just got on the call, so excuse me if I'm out of the loop here. But is it possible to is there time, I'm trying to compute this right now, to amend the bylaws?
To
right now have a ballot to amend Roman numeral 4 so that it's not December 31st. Can anyone compute this timeline quickly since I shortened?
We can begin a bylaws amendment process, but we do not have time to complete the process if it involves a membership petition.
Saying, do we have time to amend the bylaws section 4 about the process not ending on December 31st?
I believe we do. Yes, I believe we do. So we can simply start a bylaws amendment timeline. But I just want to inform the people who are supporting this petition that they will not be able to present their petition in this calendar year because there's simply no time to do it.
May I be heard?
Yes, you may. Yes.
So just to address a couple of things. Certainly, the way the notice period has worked in the past, even with the referendum, but with other bylaws amendments, the vetting and all of that kind of thing takes place during the period that it's being announced. You can't, you know, if it turns out that there's not enough signatures or something's amiss, then you don't have a vote, but at least that's the time that you deal with that. Second of all, there is precedent. There is both precedent and there is law allowing moving that December 31st date. First of all, the court last time moved it because of delays that occurred. And so that date can be moved by the court, and I don't propose that we have to go, and we don't have to go to court if there's an agreement to move it based on many factors.
There is no agreement to violate our bylaws. There is no agreement to violate our bylaws. It's not going to happen.
Okay, well, we violated the bylaws by not giving the list in May. We violated it every day between May and July, and we
Ms. Goodman, no.
Excuse me.
You are out of order. I'm declaring you out of order at this point. The only thing on the agenda at this point is a notice of a bylaws amendment period. You have made a motion to begin a bylaws amendment period on October 24th. I think that's a legal motion, and that's fine. As far as anything else, that's simply out of order.
Chair, this is Lawrence, timekeeper.
Excuse me. May I also address another point that Mr. Schwartz made?
Chair, Lawrence, yes. Timekeeper, we are yes. out of time for this item. We need to extend if we want to continue.
Okay.
I move that we extend. I move that we extend 15 minutes.
Okay. Do we have... Hold on. Do we have a motion to extend? You were not recognized. Do we have a motion to extend? Okay,
second.
Do we have a
we
second?
Have a motion. Mr. Chair, Sandra, I second Wally the second. Motion to extend.
Okay, do we have are there any objections to extending for 15 minutes? Okay.
I have a meeting at 8:30.
Okay, we have an objection. We'll take a vote.
I withdraw my objection. But you all
okay.
can where you need.
Okay, we don't have an objection. Okay.
I have an objection. Let's vote.
Okay, let's vote. Grace, can you please take the roll?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, may I be heard?
No, we're going to vote on whether to extend time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Pardon me? Yes? Is that,
yes.
Was that yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley? Jan Goodman?
Yes. Here.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Oh, he's not here. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Affirmative.
Right. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosin?
Oh, no.
Pardon me?
Sorry, I was muted. I think yes. Let's go forward.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev? Polina Vasiliev? Come back to Polina. Tom Voorhees?
Excuse me, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
I would like to change my vote to no. This is Eileen.
Okay. Right.
Madam Secretary, this is Ron Pinchback. I'm doing likewise.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev? Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay.
Polina votes no.
Okay. Grace Aaron passed. I vote no. Briggs? Vanessa?
No.
Okay. And Lyndon Foley, I didn't get your vote.
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Is not here. All right. I'm going to count up the votes now. I'll count up the votes. We have 8 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 noes. 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I'm not going to vote.
Okay. Can I put my vote down as abstaining?
So the motion fails. We are out of time for this item. So the only thing on the agenda now is to vote on the motion to make October 24th the bylaws notification date. And before we vote, I just want to make sure we all understand what we're voting on. So I'd like to ask Arthur, given that we do have this December 31st deadline for passing any amendments or introduce them this calendar year, I believe that any kind of bylaws amendment process would not have sufficient time to complete. Could you give me your opinion on that, Arthur?
Dwayne Lark is on the call.
Okay. Welcome, Dwayne.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to make a I'd like to amend my motion.
No. We are out of time. There's no amendments. I'm just asking Arthur for an opinion at this point. Arthur? Is he still on the call?
Unmute yourself.
Sorry. I was saying if it was October 24th and you took 30 days of notice, and then the PNB votes, and then after that, depending on what if the PNB votes no, then you have to have a membership vote. It would not conclude by the end of the year.
Okay, I think that's pretty clear. However, members can introduce other bylaws amendments that do not require a referendum on October 24th. So it is a valid motion in that sense.
And as I said before, this group could propose it on January 1st, and then nobody would have time issues.
Except the petitions signed in the same year.
Mr. Tatum, as a parliamentarian, do you have anything to add before we go to a vote?
I did want to add just one thing, and that is because this is a special meeting and the agenda has been pre-approved, you can't add new things tonight.
That's correct, and we're not going to.
Just a point of legal information. There's nothing in the bylaws that say the signatures have to be in the same year. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, these are questions we can resolve later. It's time to go to a vote. And Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll? This is on the motion to begin to set a notice date of October 24th for a bylaws amendment period.
Okay, Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Pass.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener, votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right, Jan Goodman, KPFK listener, votes yes. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate?
No.
Okay, Heather votes no. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff?
Abstain.
Okay. Sabrina abstains. Wally James, KPFT staff?
Yes.
Okay, Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener?
No. Dwayne votes no.
Okay. Dwayne Lark votes no. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback votes no. Ralph Pointer, WBAI
no.
Listener?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Thank you, Ralph. Ralph votes no. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener?
Affirmative.
Okay, Sandra votes yes. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes votes no. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff?
No.
All right. Sean votes no. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener?
No.
Okay. James votes no.
That, I didn't get that. It was blurry.
Okay. Can you repeat your vote, James?
No. No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener?
Abstain.
Okay. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener?
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener?
No.
Okay. Going back. Chris Corey, KPFA listener?
Abstain.
Pardon me?
Abstain.
Thank you. Chris Corey abstains. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, WPFW listener?
No.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs votes no. I think I have everybody. Let me count the votes, then I'll ask for your vote, Alex. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yeses and 1.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary, didn't I pass? This is Eileen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eileen Rosin, sorry, I missed you.
Yeah, I'll say no.
Okay, thank you. We have, did I miss anybody else? I don't think so. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 no's. And 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Okay, Mr. Chair, we have 5 yeses, 12 noes, 4 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
I will abstain.
Okay. So this motion fails.
Okay, and since that's the only item on the agenda, this meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not at all.